Jesus hear my prayer. Look down, sweet Jesus doesn't care.
I know she'll wait, I know that she'll be true.
Look down, they both forgotten you.
When I get free, you won't see me here for dust.
Look down, don't look them in the eyes.
And you are listening to Bathrobes, Piers, Broadsides, Civil Rights for the Poor in Santa Cruz and Elsewhere. I'm your host, Bathrobes, Pierre Robert Norse. This is 96.3 Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. And this is a recorded show. We hope again to be able to be live for you someday, but at the moment, Free Radio Santa Cruz is desperately in need of a home. So if you are in possession of any information around that subject, do let us know. Give a call to me at 423-4833-423-HUFF. Also the headquarters for Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom. And pass on any information you have. Also, if you're listening to the show and you want to comment on it in any way, criticize it, add to it, make public questions about it, or just pass on some information privately to me, the same number can be used, 423-4833. So stay with us for the next hour and a half. We're going to have interviews, we're going to have music, we're going to kind of try to fill you in on what's been going on in the streets in the last couple of weeks. It's kind of an exciting time with election stirring up the, well, some of the windbags that are running for city council and some good voices as well. There's been some interesting stuff recently around the, we've seen an outburst of hostility from the Downtown Association. The Downtown Association, of course, is a group of influential merchants who helped to pass the anti-homeless downtown ordinances 2 years ago to make it illegal to sit down on the sidewalk, make it illegal to peacefully ask for spare change after dark, but only with the help of the great liberals Michael Rotkin, Scott Kennedy, and Cynthia Matthews, two of whom are running for re-election and should be defeated for any of you who are voting in this upcoming election. Incidentally, the music in the background, which you may hear kind of vaguely and faintly, is from Les Miserables, the musical that I have particular fondness for, and also chronicles a time when people were struggling. Well, they're always struggling, but it kind of focuses on that struggle. So, you're going to be hearing interviews from Freedom Corner at Cathcart and Pacific from the City Hall Sleepers Vigil, which looks like it's in its 7th, 8th, or 9th day? I'm not sure, but it's moving right along. There are going to be some court hearings coming up in the next week. There's going to be a city council meeting on Tuesday, September 24th. And there's going to be a forum at Cabrillo College by the Revolutionary Coalition on September 25th on the Sleeping Ben at 7:30 in room 454 at Cabrillo. Then on the 26th at What Is Art, which is a store on North Pacific. I think it's 2044 North Pacific, but I'm not entirely sure about that. It's right next to Trader Tots. At 6 to 8, there's going to be a coalition of people meeting to discuss what can be done next to intensify the struggle to end the sleeping ban, to make it legal for homeless people in Santa Cruz and people of different lifestyles to be able to live and to be in public places without being criminalized, as apparently there are a lot of factions that now want them criminalized, or at least a lot of loud voices are calling for that, from the Sentinel to the Mercury News to Cynthia Matthews to Michael Rotkin to Michael Hernandez to Dennis Johnston, who's raging and foaming about drugs on the mall and has nothing to say about the crime of arresting people for sleep. So let's begin with a few interviews of what took place. So here's actually not even an interview. This is a recording I made, I believe it was on September 4th in the evening, although it might have been the 5th, when Wilhelmina is a black woman who some of you may know, seen around town. She actually has been announcing a presidential campaign where she's been distributing some literature on her own behalf. She's supported the City Hall Sleepers Vigil at different times. And she was recently incarcerated in several psychiatric institutions, one up north and one locally. Not, I suggest, for any violence against others, against herself, or grave disability, which of course are the only legal reasons for 5150ing or involuntarily hospitalizing someone, but because of her outspoken position as a woman and as a black woman. And what you're going to hear shortly, you're going to hear first alarm security guards rousting her from the bushes in the evening of the one evening when the Civic Auditorium is hosting a musical group. She was sleeping, apparently, in the bushes there, and they determined to drive her away. Those of us next door at the City Hall Sleepers Vigil at City Hall, directly across the street, came over to witness this and try to make sure they didn't harass her further, and they, of course, turned their attention on me, because I told them I was recording in a public place, and I would continue recording. They wanted me to move, to leave, and so forth, and I declined to do so. And you get to see here some of our wannabe cops at work, and also get a sense of the kind of terror that these actions inspire.
We're here at the Civic Auditorium here, a loud voice from the bushes.
Why are you beaming your flashlight on me?
Because I need to make sure I
can. Does it turn you on? Got a bitch in the fucking it, a whole
hey,
house
don't
looking for
I'll be over here.
Does it fucking give you a fucking heart on? Does it move your fucking balls, you motherfucker? It's really entertaining. I guess the entertainment in there is boring. You have to come out here and swing your motherfucking ass. I just told you I'm gonna pack my fucking shit. It's not enough I'm looking for a place to sleep. You have to come here and beam your motherfucking flashlight on me. I'm not a refusing to leave. I just told you to turn off your fucking flashlight. I'm gonna pack my shit. Too bad you don't have a fucking pussy at home. If you want, do, you're not getting any.
So
we'll step over here.
What's your call the cops. Be my guest.
I got it.
That's the only problem. I'm just standing here with a tape recorder. Tell them to leave me alone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not making any noise.
We're talking really
good. Well, don't talk to her. Don't bother me. That's all I'm asking.
Sir, can you get off the cover?
That's the... What's your name?
Get off the cover.
You should... I don't have to respond to you if you don't give me your name. You got no authority, man.
I have to spend your authority.
There's a guy working for me, okay? Please come here.
Please.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Gar. Okay, that's all I'm going to give you because you can get my name specific on Twitter.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the
we
show?
Are running a show.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have to say the name of the show. You can find out from what the
that's
poster
fine,
said.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. My only concern is that these guys not direct their attention to me. I've got a tape recorder. Why are you looking at me? That's what I want to know.
Well, we're just going to give her some space. So do that now.
Good. It's we're waiting for her to leave. This is fine. Give her an opportunity to leave. I mean, you know, some people start grabbing at you when you have a machine. This guy grabbed at my tape recorder. That's an assault. I don't appreciate it. Ha, ha, ha. I don't find it funny.
I don't find you funny either.
Yeah, well, I'm not supposed to be funny. I'm not trying to be funny, man.
Then step off
I'm just trying to... The property? No, no.
The city's property, yes.
The city's property. I also live in the city.
Yes, sir.
Right.
You know the whole thing.
I know the whole thing.
When we're doing a show, it's rented. We can kick anybody off. It's rented property. Now it's private property. And that's how it does it.
When these individuals are... intimidating a woman here, I want to find out what's going on. If they harass me, you will run. If you want to remove me from the property, you can do so. I'm not causing any disturbance. They're causing the problem.
Robert, I think they're going to give her small.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Give her space, and that's what we're
okay,
doing.
Okay, I'm just waiting for that to happen.
Okay, we just let these guys be.
I am not interfering with these
guys. Well, don't talk to them, please.
I'm not talking to them. They came over and talked to me.
Nah.
Hey, this guy came over and tried to grab my tape recorder. I said nothing to him whatsoever. You don't believe me?
No.
Good. Well, talk to him. Don't talk to me. That's what I'm telling you.
He has upset me. Don't get mad at me now.
Okay. Okay. Then let's just let it go. Tell this guy to stop hassling me. I'll be happy. I'm fine. I got no problem.
Well, don't walk into the bush.
I'm not walking into the bush. I'm just standing right here. That's all.
Well, don't, Robert, come talk to me.
I don't want to talk to you, man. I'm not here to talk to you. I'm just here to see if you know, this woman is
okay,
properly seated.
She's going
to
be all right. She's
going to
be
okay.
Good.
Good. She's
going to
be
all right.
And I can do it from right here, too. And there's no problem with my being either here or here, and it's not bothering anybody here.
Let's say one thing.
Sure.
Why is everything an argument?
It's not, I'm not arguing. You're arguing with me, man.
Why can't we ask you to stand on the sidewalk?
You can, and I'm telling you I prefer to stand here. And I have no problem, you know, I don't think it creates any problem with the city or anyone else. I'm not interfering with anyone else. Go back and do the password. No offense, man. Let me do my job, okay?
Why is it your job?
Explain that one.
I will in a few minutes when this is over.
Okay. Is she moving?
I think she's going to move together.
Well, she's packing up stuff and leaving. Okay, great. Good. Go.
Okay.
Go. Go inside. Daniel, come on.
Thank you. Have a good night.
And the incident ended. Wilhelmina left the bushes after forcefully expressing her opinion about three or four security guards shining their flashlights on her when she was simply trying to sleep, and the security guards were doing their usual Eager Beaver number. Eager Beaver number, by the way, they repeated on the night of the 10th after the City Hall protest when they harassed Jeannie, a woman who you may have seen around town. She rides in a bike, she kind of has a bent back, a number of physical problems, sleeps outside frequently, and the reports I received were that the first alarm security men were harassing her throughout the night, according to the people sleeping across the street at the City Hall sleepers protest. And of course, they harassed John Hernandez twice and eventually had him ticketed twice, once for having signs and then a second time for sitting on the slow retaining wall, the low retaining wall. That's the wall that you see that many people sit on, that the people have been sitting on since, I don't know how long ago, near City Hall, in the area, in the brick area right in front of City Hall when you begin to walk up to the mayor's office. Police are using all kinds of pretexts to harass people at the vigil, seize property, and so forth. One woman is now in jail, a woman named Zen, taken into court and convicted, I believe, on a petty theft charge, or we can't really get clear information there. The jail is playing it all very close to the vest, but she was originally part of the City Hall sleepers protest, and when she was arrested, I believe it was sometime around the 13th, 14th, or 15th of September, all the property was confiscated, taken in. And actually, there has been some helpfulness on the part of the police, or some of the police officials have released some of the property again, which actually is really, maybe they simply don't want to clutter up their storeroom with it, or maybe they are acknowledging that if they don't have legitimate charges that are being leveled against people, that simply seizing property is inappropriate. seizing property as abandoned is okay, provided you return it to the owners when the owners come to claim it. And then again, there is, of course, the reality that with virtually no shelter space, and I'm getting this story from all kinds of people who have nothing to do with the protest, that police are beginning to realize that there is an incredible crisis downtown. Even if Mayor Rotkin doesn't want to face it, if Cynthia Matthews doesn't want to face it, if Catherine Byers and Celia Scott, the two liberals on the city council, don't want to face it, the police department is going to have to face it, because they're dealing with all these people outside. And they're being pressed to somehow solve this problem, to drive away these dirty, mongrel, outdoors living people. When in fact those are human beings who have no legal place to be except where they happen to be at the time.
It's September 5th, 1996, about 5:20 here on the Mall. And we're right across from East Meets West. I'm talking to
Lee.
And Louie, you had some problems recently.
Yeah, I sleep out sometimes, and I'm a street musician. I make pretty good money. And I had stashed, had my guitar and my sleeping gear stashed with what a bunch of other people camp. It was a pretty safe area. And I got wind after going to have coffee that morning that the police were up there raiding a spot. And I went up to try to talk to them reasonably about at least getting my guitar back, because that's my tool to make money. And they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't have nothing to do with it at all. I could totally describe it. I could totally prove that it was mine. And they wouldn't do it. So we started to have words, and I got arrested.
For?
Well, I did have an old warrant for a $100 fine. But the whole point is that they were
punishing you for speaking out.
Sure, they were punishing me for it because I brought up the whole idea about them taking things from the homeless. And it was my own fault that I had the fine. But nonetheless...
Perhaps, although it was a fine of a legitimate fine, or was it one of those camping
fines? No, it wasn't a camping fine. It was legitimate. And that was not the problem. But the whole thing is that they took away my livelihood. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing pretty well with it. And... I tried to be reasonable with him, and he wouldn't hear nothing about it.
You know the name of the officer you spoke to?
Yeah, his name was Dave Perry.
Officer Perry, we're talking a man sometimes called RoboCop down here.
I don't know if that's the guy called
Black
RoboCop.
Guy?
Yeah, yes,
yeah,
that's the guy.
Right. did he say anything other than, I won't help you? Or?
Oh, he said we ought to come up here more often and bust and pull all these guys' stuff out of here. Those were words right out of his mouth.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And when did your camp get raided?
That was Friday, last Friday, before Labor Day.
How many people suffered loss of merchandise or tickets?
I'd say at least 8 people.
And how many people got tickets?
I don't know, because I got up there and they were just putting everything in the van, okay? And so there wasn't really anybody else around by the time I got there.
And you spoke to the officer on the spot?
That was him. Perry, yeah.
And did he say there had been a complaint?
He said that some guy in the corner had been videotaping people going over here and camping in this spot, and he called the police. But it wasn't anywhere near his property. It was on a hillside. And it was not on this man's property. It had nothing to do with him. Nobody was over there. And people had been staying up there, not causing any problems for some time.
Are we talking, given general areas, UC type area, or Hoganep, or
it was
tracks?
Up off of Mission up here, up in the little hilly area,
mm-hmm.
Right up off of Mission, where it comes down, it's a little wooded right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And some other people have been staying up for quite some time, and nobody was really causing any problems.
So what have you been doing since, as far as sleeping goes?
Well, I've been in jail.
You just got out of jail? How long were you in jail?
All Labor Day weekend, up until last night.
Anyway, they let you out then with time served?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody else in jail for camping or any of the stuff that's right?
I don't know if they took anybody else. There was two squad cars when I got up there. I didn't see if anybody was in the second one.
What about when you were in jail? Did you meet anybody who was there for camping?
I met a number of people. Yeah, a number of people that were in jail for camping. Yeah. And a number of people that talked about having tickets for it, and it's just insane. I mean...
So the city council members, Scott Kennedy and Mayor Mike Rotkin, claim that people are not being harassed under the sleeping ban except in areas of high visibility where there are many complaints, and he says, or else if they're protesting the ban at City Hall. Is that true?
Well, I don't know about the...
Were you in an area of high visibility?
I don't think so.
Were there many complaints about your...
That's the only complaint I had known about. And the other people have been staying up there for months.
And have you spoken to anybody who's been at that site? You just got out today.
Yeah, I haven't talked to anybody.
Back on the street.
No, as a matter of fact, I'm looking for a friend of mine whose banjo also got confiscated, but he managed to get that back. And that's okay, you know, so I'm hoping.
Well, you're invited to come to council and talk to them about it on Tuesday at 7 o'clock,
Good
World Communications.
I'll be there. All right. Thanks.
Your name again?
It's Louis.
All right. Robert. Though.
All right, Robert.
Thanks. Okay, I'm a Cathcart Pacific talking to Dennis. Dennis, Looks like you got bike as transportation now, but you also have a vehicle and you've tried to sleep in your vehicle and had problems?
Yeah, I'm a victim of insurmountable circumstances, and I'm temporarily on the street, and I have been unnecessarily harassed and interrogated with by police officers and other civil servants with good intentions, I'm sure, but still very indiscreetly and impolitely and unnecessarily.
And have you gotten any tickets here in Santa Cruz for sleeping?
No, no tickets, but just interruptions.
Have you had your sleep interrupted? Have you had people harass you at night? Have you been in some fear or apprehension when you parked and tried to sleep?
Yeah, it's a constant feeling of uneasiness and even a benign paranoia.
Some people claim that the so-called camping ban is necessary because otherwise people would trash the area, throw their old milk cartons out of the cars, poo-poo in the street. What's your answer to that?
I think that the people who are in responsible positions should have enough perception to discriminate between, we're talking about a very wide range of people here that are under these circumstances. And some of these unfortunate quote, decadent things do happen, but for the most part, it's not going on with these people.
Yeah, I'm hearing of camps being busted and so forth, people's stuff being hauled away, including their livelihood, like their guitars. A fellow PBC spoke to you in an interview, at least this one guy. How long have you been, let's say, without standard?
Without residence. I've been without residence for about 4 months now.
No, and
I did it. He didn't.
You're a man who's been to Santa Cruz before. You're kind of an old timer.
No, this is my first time.
What's your sense of the area? Does it seem to you worse, better than other places as far as harassment of the homeless?
I think it's more liberal here, but in other places it's just downright terrible. I mean, the people who are homeless are treated like they're subhuman. They're not treated like humans, man. They're treated like they're outcasts from society, and that's just not the facts.
Now, have you experienced this treatment yourself? Or observed this happen?
I've observed it, but I haven't really been the recipient of it. I haven't been on the other end of it.
Any particular instances that you've noticed that you want to share with us?
No. I think generalizations are probably more valid, but. It's a situation that really is unavoidable for many people, and that needs to be taken into consideration by the people who are dealing with it.
I agree. Come to city council meeting on Tuesday if you're around. I am here with the notorious and much beloved Gerald, who's been mayor of the mall throughout the 80s, and now, what's your position?
My position is being a troll now that I'm homeless.
Now, why are you homeless? This last time we talked, you weren't homeless.
Why am I homeless? Because of the bigoted puppets of the soup kitchen evicted me. That's Lee LeBeau and Wayne Schaefer.
That's right. And so they kicked you out of the soup kitchen?
And they kicked me out of my house next door. They bought the house in May. They kicked me out last month.
And the reason was that they're expanding the soup kitchen, or what the hell's going on?
I don't know. Maybe they want to make room for more statues. Go ask her. She doesn't want me around, you know.
And Lee LeBeau?
Yeah, she's been trying to get rid of me for 3.5 years.
So this was a private person you were renting from, or?
Yeah, it was the ex-landlord who sold the house to this real estate man, Wayne Schaefer, who's the head board of director of the soup kitchen. Him and Lee were behind me, get rid of me all this time, me and Bert. So they bought the house, you know.
The notorious actor was Bert G?
Yeah, Bert G, yeah. Bittersweet Bert, you
call. Bittersweet Bert, somebody called him that.
Yeah, the guy that's got a temper, yeah. Kind of gets mistaken for me a lot, yeah. That dude.
I remember him. So what are you guys doing?
I don't know, I'm crashing in somebody's pad in Live Oak.
Well, you guys have been involved in
what Bert's doing.
Bert has been particularly interested in exposing abuses in the Citizens Committee for the Homeless, I remember.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh yeah, that's you know Bert. You know we're talking to Bert.
Not that group.
Oh yeah, I knew we'd
We got those many people at City Hall, man, and stuff. You know, protesting the sleeping ban. I don't know. What is it, 190 days without sleep, huh?
Without legal sleep, yeah. People have been kind of catching snoozes.
How are you gonna convince Rock and
we're hoping we can vote Rutkin out. There is an election coming up. He may go out.
Mayor three times already.
Yeah, four times, actually. Three times. He's going for a fourth term.
Yeah, he just might make it, you know.
He's likely to make it unless we can do something unusual that would dramatize his
his lack of sensitivity to basic human rights here in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, I remember when Father Marie was running the campground a few months ago, he closed that down. I don't know what they're doing now, so...
The humanitarian that he is,
yeah. What's he doing in the office? You know, he's got to kiss all the merchants' asses. That's why they keep the camping ban, you know, the way it is. Even the rangers go through the levee at night looking for people, you know, park rangers. So they go way down there in the state property can do it.
Have you heard much recently in the last week in terms of harassment? And do you know this scoundrel crossing the street?
In the camping van.
Oh, fine. It's the vicious loudmouth Leaf, whom I continually misname.
Oh, yeah, I remember that dude, yeah.
Yeah. I'm the city council on Tuesday.
Well, like I said, I was up for the week in Arcata. They got a camping van there, too. They don't have any shelters except the Mission. They ain't got none at all, like, compared to Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz doesn't have much either. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Gerald. I'm going to meander on. Anything you want to conclude with?
No. Not right now.
Fine.
I just like to pick my nose.
Oh, I haven't noticed you doing that, but perhaps you can do that once I'm gone.
Well, here we are. After City Hall Sleep Out Vigil at 10 to 7. That's day... Oh, I don't know.
188 or something.
Pat,
you're of course not at the sleep, because that would be illegal. We're across the street.
102 yards away right now.
That's very exciting. And but you have nonetheless a report on what's been going on at City Hall. What has been happening here?
From my observation post, 100 yards away from City Hall, I observed this morning several officers come and ticket three or four people. One being Wilhelmina.
Oh, whoa.
The real famous Wilhelmina, who's running a fairly successful campaign for president.
Ah, yes. She's one of the few black female candidates in Santa Cruz.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'm going to vote for who, Dale, but... Oh, wait. Anyway, I think Jeremy got one and Anthony got one. Who got tickets, Anthony? Huh? Who got tickets this morning? Wilhelmina?
Well, there you have it. It's me and her and Wilhelmina got tickets. So it's Anthony,
Christina,
and Wilhelmina. How did they treat you? What'd she say?
She said they were rude, sarcastic, oppressive, and harassing.
Boy, that's what a sharp ear you have. I must note that there are now signs legalized sleep up, which I must blame on Rolling Thunder Michael Sheridan and the vicious Robert Morse. We also have to print those signs.
Although they may appear to be illegally leaning against the retaining wall there, I believe it's our constitutional right to have that sign sitting there. So although we may be dragged screaming in handcuffs away from here for those signs, we do have the right to have those signs.
And I notice Christina is sweeping up the area. You still have your display box on the sidewalk, vigil to end the sleeping bag.
I get dragged away screaming.
I see.
That's our jobs.
You know, you should scream and she should be dragged away sleeping.
What? The guy in the black jacket sits there all day and then...
Chad, yeah.
We each have our job.
Yeah, my job is to run downtown.
Trouble, muckraker.
Thank you. But I've been interviewing folks on the mall and attempting to keep a positive attitude in the face of a certain amount of hostile criticism for my most recent flyer.
Yeah, well, I don't see anything wrong with your new flyer, Robert. States of facts, nothing but the facts. No lies or innuendos such as your usual flyers have. Appeared to spell all the words right, that's a plus.
Yes. My spelling has improved. At least there's less difficult names.
Words are all spaced nice and everything.
You're
good.
Pretty cool, yeah.
So, I don't see any problems with it.
Well, I appreciate your positive...
I think you're as much of a security risk as some of those other wingnuts that we have to deal with.
I see. Well, security is always a question here at Security Central.
Security, great concept.
Right. Well, Sheldon, can you repeat that?
A woman was beaten beyond recognition and strangled to death in Portland yesterday, a homeless woman by two 17-year-olds who were doing it for the thrill of it.
Not a good sign. Thank you, Michael. September 6, 1996. It's sometime between 10 and 11 in the morning. Here's an interview with Ron Howard by phone. Hi.
Hello. depending on how the intellectual operations for the NC satellite shelter program, and just inquire about the opportunities for openings in the satellite program. During the summer, we're in a reduced program, so consequently, there are more bodies than there are spaces. Approximately, probably 50-75% increase in the need for shelter than during the wintertime when we have the armies available, and we can service a larger population. And then you have, of course, many people who, for one reason or another, either can't use the armory.
Correct.
I mean, for medical reasons, perhaps, or thoughts, or relationships, or some other reasons. But during the winter, we try to make the effort not to turn anyone away. And we go to great lengths to attempt that. However, there are going to be isolated instances where we can't service the entire population. But during the summer, we can only handle a max of about 75 people per night. And I know for a fact that there are more than 35 homeless people out there that would like or would prefer to have shelter in a safe, secure location than we can handle. So maybe there's something we can do about that to change the situation and improve it.
Right, and you recently, about a month or two ago, took over the pavilion at the Holy Cross Church and began running that so that it'd be, what, 35, 40 spaces a night?
So we were handling between 40 and 50 people a night. And that was pretty much covering our client base, I mean, the people that had come in and actually pursued a location to be. And we, at that point, when we had the pavilion, we didn't have any overflow at all. But now the pavilion is closed once again, and we return to regular normal. We only have three groups of 14 people each. So,
when did the pavilion close?
It closed on August 31st, and that was, can you hang on a second, please? I've got a call on the other line.
Don't worry. Scott was always dodging, ducking, and diverting that issue. So that is a concern of mine too. As much as I like Catherine and Sue as individual people, well, I didn't take the approach to the project, so.
Stand for everything.
You'd cut the deficit in half.
I once said that. Don't make me laugh.
There's Chelsea School and the Nanny Gap.
I'm the IHOP Waffle King. I've taken stands on both sides now, both pro and con.
You've shown us how your views are gonna rearrange.
I always said I stand for change. Change my mind, did it again.
The middle class will pay more tax.
I'm into fudge and not Big Macs.
Don't be surprised if Al Gore acts more like Danny Quayle.
Whoa, did I say I'd never pass a tax on coal and oil and gas?
And next time that you're smoking grass,
I'll change, I will inhale. I'm making change on all sides now.
On every day a different vow.
I'm giving up my bus for an Air Force jet.
You'll wash away your gray so you'll be brunette.
I'm trading in my sacks for a clarinet.
Do you promise to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America?
Well, that's not a promise. That's more of a goal.
And that's the Joy of Sax by the Capitol Steps, a somewhat mild satirical group. Clinton, of course, has gotten much worse, but let's turn instead to local politicians. Here's the Rotkin Fest, where Michael Rotkin, a three-time mayor going for term number four, the closer of the campground, the passer of the injunction against the City Hall sleepers, the supporter of the sleeping ban against the homeless, man who wants to fence off Cathcart and Pacific, man who wants to plant flowers up and down the avenue to drive away the poor people from sitting down there, Michael Rotkin, throws his campaign rally, kicks it off. It was September 6th.
1996, Friday afternoon, about 5:30. I'm headed in for the Rotkin kickoff rally, the Loudon Nelson Center gathering, where the mayor is presumably entertaining supporters and inviting the general public to schmooze with him. Buffet table here, and it is kicking around. I see you're getting a bite to eat, are we?
Oh, yeah, that's the best thing about it.
I will have to agree with that. Chow down, talking to Michael, the homeless senior resource center, wearing his typical baseball cap. Is it a baseball cap? It looks like a baseball cap. To Patty, who got here at the Rotkin party, and Patty has some bad news for us about a bus coming.
Well, I may not want to say who it is,
right,
but a friend of ours got busted.
Her shop on the mall?
No, they
marijuana.
Into her home. They got a search warrant. She wasn't there, and they just went in, and she had 10 plants. So,
medical marijuana?
Yeah, medical marijuana. She has a prescription. It's just another example of the persecution of the saints.
Is this banner or is this state initiated?
This happened in Santa Cruz City.
City police?
The city police.
Has anybody talked to Mayor Mike Rotkin about
that? I am right now.
Good. Michael Hernandez here. So Michael, what's you've been thinking about the sleeping ban. You have a police review board meeting coming up on Monday.
Yeah, I have a police review board meeting coming up on Monday, that's right.
And you also have been doing some researching into the ban, because I know we've talked about it before. What's the story? Should people be arrested for sleeping outside?
I don't think people should be arrested for sleeping outside. I don't think that's correct, arresting for sleeping outside. But I support an organized campground.
Right.
I believe that we have to have an organized campground.
Shouldn't we have one? Shouldn't we stop the arrests?
Well, I have a problem with somebody with where some people sleep.
Should we establish zones in the city where people can sleep?
I don't know.
Any legal places for people?
Yes, you're right. There should be some legal places for people to sleep.
If elected to council, while negotiating for a campground, allow for legal places for people to sleep until that happens?
If you keep a clean and orderly thing about it. My concern is that people get out of hand. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to support that getting out of hand.
Right.
You know, it concerns me. It concerns me some things that go on in this community.
And
as far as I'm concerned, Bob, you know where I'm coming from. I slept at a chicken coop for a whole lot of my life.
Right.
You know, I really seriously slept at a chicken coop for a whole lot of my life. And so, for me...
You're also a man who has ties with lower income people. You're a working man yourself. You're a man who's Hispanic, and he knows that there are many poor people.
Latino,
thank you. We spoke about City Ordinance 6.36, which makes the act of falling asleep after 11 o'clock at night illegal. And your gut feeling is that you can't arrest someone for falling asleep unless they're making a mess, if they're blocking the sidewalk, unless they're doing that, if they're peeing in the street, arrest them for that. Would you then, as a council member, stand up, even if you had to stand up alone, and say, I want to change this law the first time you get elected, the first councilman after you are elected?
That's something I need to think about. But I will tell you what I will do, is that I will definitely argue for a place for people to sleep. You know, because I believe that's a necessity of this community. It's a place for people to sleep. I don't have any control over, at this particular point in my life, of where it can be or how it can be. But if the community, if the homeless community is willing to adhere to, develop their own set of rules and adhere to them. I mean, I've gone to rainbow gatherings in my time in my life, you know, there was a certain set of rules. If you made a mess, clean up a mess. You know what I'm saying? If you're willing to do that, I'm willing to support just about anything. But we have to have a certain amount of dignity in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's what's been missing.
Okay, now, while that debate is going on, that could take 6 months to a year, you favor a moratorium on arresting people for sleeping in some area so that people will be allowed to sleep while this debate goes on.
I think that we should have an organized area for people to sleep. And I would not favor arresting people there.
Until there is such an organized area, you favor halting arrests. Simply on human rights grounds.
I favor halting arrests on human rights grounds if people are dignified and that they practice a certain amount of humility and a certain amount of respect for other people's properties and for public property. If we can do that and basically keep from hurting or harming property or others or somebody else, I haven't got a problem with this.
You're listening to Michael Hernandez, who's running for city council. He was also appointed by Councilmember Scott Kennedy to the Citizens Police Review Board. What he says sounds positive. The problem with Michael Hernandez is that his actions in other arenas tend to give those of us who are hopeful for changes in the sleeping ban serious doubts. For instance, while at the September 10th council meeting, he did nothing to support David Minton Silva when he was thrown out the door by Sergeant Andy Crane. While at the Downtown Association meeting on September 18th, he apparently said he was so hostile to people being on the streets at Cap Garden Pacific that he would himself install an Instateller in his truck, pay for it in his own money, and ride up and down the street, since it's illegal to sit 50 feet from an Instateller, that he could make it illegal for people to sit everywhere up and down the street. It's difficult for me to take seriously then Michael Hernandez's statements that he wants to see he would actually do anything. He hasn't actually said he'd do anything. He said he's looking for a campground, a legal area for people to sleep. He's concerned with people being clean. Sure, but the question is, are people who are being busted for messy campsites? No, they're being busted for sleeping. That's the point. And on that issue, he seems unwilling so far, as does Eleanor Eisenberg, as do almost all the candidates, except for Kristen Anderson and David Minton Silva, unwilling to take a position for basic human rights for the poor in Santa Cruz. You're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. These are tapes from last month. We have been listening to the Rotkin rally tape. That is where Michael Rotkin kicked off his campaign at Loudoun Nelson Center on September 6th. We'll continue listening to Michael Hernandez on Police Review. Very important stuff, because Hernandez almost uniformly sides with the police officialdom in on the Police Review Board and votes to overturn complaints that are presented against the board. A sad thing, but unfortunately a true thing. Hernandez is personally very likable, and one can always hope that he'll really change his positions, but given his record on the Citizens Police Review Board, things are kind of sad. And in order to understand that, you really have to go into the specifics of the Police Review Board. I can try to give you a brief summary of what's been going on with the Police Review Board, and we'll be doing that in a moment. A major controversy at the board has been the fact that the police chief has decided not to follow his own orders and state law, his own general orders, regarding complaints. Complaints under Santa Cruz law have to go to the Citizens Police Review Board for a citizen-civilian inquiry. Well, what Police Chief Belcher has been doing is he's been dividing